Good morning. Today, we celebrate the Feast of Christ the King, the concluding feast of the church year. Next year, next week, we start over again with the first Sunday of Advent already. This also brings to a conclusion our year-long chore through the Gospel of Luke. And this is a very Lucan Gospel. This selection picks up the theme of Christ the King and the enduring themes of Luke's whole Gospel, ties them together very neatly. It's a fine concluding meditation on both. Jesus is proclaimed King. The sign says, "This is the King of the Jews." And indeed he is. He succeeds to all the great offices of Israel. He is priest and prophet and king. But none of the language totally fits. Jesus is, after all, the Son of God. And no human language stretches far enough to go all the way around God. There is always an inadequacy or two in the meaning of a word. So anytime you apply a word to God, you have to affirm it and deny it in the same breath. Anytime you apply a word to Jesus, you have to affirm it and deny it and reconfigure it all at the same time. Jesus is prophet. But the ancient role of prophet was to announce the word of God. Jesus, more fundamentally, is the word of God. Jesus is priest. But rather than offering the sacrifices daily in the temple, day after day, he offers his life once and for all on the altar of the cross. Jesus is king, descended from David, succeeding to his office. But he radically redefines kingship. The other two he stretches. This one he just about breaks. Everything that we know about kingship doesn't really fit here. We think of kings in terms of might and splendor, pomp and majesty, and none of that fits. Seems almost ironic. This is the King of the Jews. Certainly was intended sardonically, tacked above his head when he was crucified. But it's true. This is what kingship is for him. Kingship is not might and power, but ministry and service. Jesus radically redefines it. This is the Jesus who said, "The Son of Man has come not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for the many." What does he say here? Two things. "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And this day you will be with me in paradise." Pleading for mercy for those who are crucifying him and extending mercy to the ultimate and last minute converts. This is who Jesus is, the embodiment of God's compassion. And this has shined through Luke like a red thread throughout the whole weaving of Luke's gospel, that Jesus is the compassion of God, brought to earth, made manifest, poured forth upon everybody. This is what kingship means for Christ. So, if we are followers of Christ the King, the stirring hymns of martial array are perhaps fun, but not perhaps apropos. This is not a time of triumphant procession. This is a time of service from a cross. It's not a time of, if you are the king, come down from that cross. But rather, it is by being crucified that his kingship is revealed. If we are to be his disciples, then we need to interpret kingship his way. Not seeking our own power, our own gratification, our own plan, our own wealth, our own influence, our own anything, but rather coming not to be served, but to serve. To realize the radical redefinition of kingship that Jesus makes, and to proclaim him as our kind of king. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.